Hello, this is Mirabel and Lonnie Power, and this is a special episode of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. We're joining together with some other Kids Listen podcasts to celebrate Women's History Month. We'll have recommendations for the other shows in the outro so you can check them all out. Today we're reviewing Women in Science by Rachel Ignatovsky. It has 128 pages and it's a biography. Here's the gist of the book. This book is about 50 awesome women who changed the world. They were pioneers in science and invented things like cell phone technology and created a technique to help people with leprosy. There's a one-page bio on each woman accompanied by an illustration of them doing their scientific work. It features mini bios about Mary Anning, Katherine Johnson, Hedy Lamarr, and many more.
Book Power for Kids!
Here's our opinion. I got this book as a gift from my Aunt Megan, and I think it's really cool.
I like it because it's awesome to see the stuff they did.
I'm inspired with how passionate they were about the things that they were interested in.
It makes me proud to have all these women in our history.
I think Ms. Ignatovsky was trying to inform people about women who are scientists and inspire young girls to think outside the stereotype that scientists are always men. This is personally important to me because I have always wanted to be an astronaut.
Me too. I want to be a paleontologist. Women in Science is not hard to read, and I like the pictures. Every time I start reading, I don't want to stop.
And now, for the pleasure of your ears, we shall present part of the book.
Mary Anning was born in 1799 in a small English seaside town called Lyme Regis. Her family was very poor, so to make ends meet, she would help her father collect fossils to sell to rich tourists. It was dangerous work. The cliffs were steep and the ocean caused riptides and landslides. Despite this, 11-year-old Mary took over fossil hunting business when her father died. There was a time when people had never heard of dinosaurs and thought it was impossible for any animal species to go extinct. Mary Anning helped prove this wrong, and her discoveries began at a young age. When she was around 12, she discovered the first complete ichthyosaur skeleton ever found. She went on to discover two skeletons of the previously unknown species called plesiosaur. These fossils were unlike any animal known to humans, proving that extinction can occur. She also discovered the first pterosaur skeleton outside of Germany and many different ancient fossilized fish. She helped determine that mysterious stones called bezoars were actually fossilized poop. Studying dinosaur poop is important to figure out how they lived. Despite her scientific accomplishments, she is not allowed to publish because she is a woman. Doctors and geologists respected her ideas and used her findings in their own work. Her name would be edited out or never included to begin with. Although this was unfair, it was remarkable in Victorian England that she, a working-class woman, was even allowed to mingle with an educated gentleman. Mary Anning's discoveries allowed the world to see fossils as more than mystical oddities and introduced us to the age of reptiles. Her dog Trey came with her on fossil dates until he died in a landslide, which I think is pretty sad. Boo, boo, boo. Katherine Johnson was born in 1918 in West Virginia and always had a love of learning and math. She excelled in school and enrolled in West Virginia State College when she was only 15 years old. Katherine assumed she was going to become a math teacher or a nurse, like other women she knew, until she got to college and met her professor, the famous mathematician W.W. Schieffelin Clater. He inspired Katherine to become a research mathematician and helped her pick out the classes she would need to achieve this goal. When she was 18, Katherine graduated college. It was the height of the Great Depression and jobs were scarce, so she fell back on teaching in high school. In the 1950s, NASA began to have more openings for African-American female computers. Katherine wanted to know the ins and outs of what she was working on. She was not allowed in meetings, so she asked if it was against the law for a woman to be in one. Her boldness and curiosity paid off and she was included. Calculating flight paths involved complicated geometry equations, and Katherine was extremely good at these. She was pulled into working on the 1961 Mercury mission and successfully calculated the launch window. Her skill in mathematics was on point. She quickly became a leader in calculating trajectory, making her an essential part of the team that calculated the path for the first manned mission to the moon in 1969. She did most of the calculations on the project and was also in charge of checking the math of the brand new mechanical computers at NASA. The math had to be perfect if the Apollo team was to return to Earth safely. The Apollo mission was a success, and her crucial contributions made it possible. Catherine later worked on lots of important NASA projects, including the Space Shuttle program and plans for the mission to Mars. Her work has helped astronauts visit the stars and come safely back to Earth. She retired after 33 years of service in 1986. This isn't part of the book, but she lived to be 101. She only died a couple of weeks ago. That lady's awesome.
Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, please drop by our website at bookpowerforkids.com and maybe consider leaving us a review and rating on iTunes. It'll help other people find the show. Here are some of the other podcasts helping us celebrate women's history. First off, the Good Words podcast celebrates Women's History Month with the word obstreperous. Host Lynn Hickernell explains how activists, like suffragette Christabel Pankhurst, were forced to break customs and rules in order to get women the vote. Our other suggestion is The Past and the Curious, episode 41, OK Bloomer. Amelia Bloomer did not invent the article of clothing that bears her name, but she helped make bloomers popular. Bloomers gained popularity around the same time as the bicycle, and were much more conducive to women riding than dresses many wore. This combination brought a new kind of freedom to many women. Also featured is Tilly Anderson, one of the most incredible bicycle racers from the late 1800s. She was known as Tilly the Terrible Swede, and she thrilled audiences for years with her speed and daring. She was even one of the earliest sports stars to land an endorsement deal. For questions, or to suggest a book for us to review, email us at bookpowerforkids, that's all together, at gmail.com. If you want to read any of the books we've reviewed, you should purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at your local library. Bye!
Retake.
It has 128 peaches. Yeah, 128 peaches.
For me.
Mirabelle, don't eat 128 peaches.
You'll get sick.
I'll have to roll you out of the room.
Yeah, and then you'll look like a peach.
Peach! Retake.
The famous mathematician W. Duffelu... W. Duffelu. W. Duffelu... W. Duffelu, okay.
I dreaded W. Duffelu. Ready?
Yep.
The famous. Start with the famous.
The famous mathematician W. Duffelu. Ah, I did it again!